Ian Robinson was 8 years old when he witnessed a scene that was to have a profound influence on his life. On a family visit to New York in the late 1980s, he watched some breakdancers performing on a street corner.
I had actually direct sort of face-to-face, skin-to-skin contact with hip-hop at that point. That stuck with me at some level, and it stayed in my brain and in my blood. And years later, it found me again.
Well, the people will. One world, one voice, one freedom for all. From the streets of Soweto to the Wailing Wall. Come on.
Robinson now performs around the world. He's regarded as one of South Africa's most innovative rappers. But back in the early 1990s, in his words, he was just a fat, pasty white kid from Durban on South Africa's east coast, mocked by schoolmates who called him Creamy Ewok, referring to his obesity. Ewoks are the rotund, furry creatures in the Star Wars movies. But when Robinson started rapping in high school, instead of allowing the Creamy Ewok insult to break him, he used it to make him.
And I really started to claim it. I really started to use it and say, yes, this is my name, what's up? But that whole sort of ego and attitude that comes with hip-hop, I was like, yeah, meets up, I'm MC Creamy Ewok.
Creamy Ewok Barboza and the Captain Cut.
Robinson initially imitated American gangster rappers, writing about subjects he knew nothing about, such as guns and jewels. Then he came to the realization that if he was to be a real artist, he'd have to change his style.
You can't rhyme about sex and loose women when you are a married man and you're waiting for your first child. You know what I'm saying? You can't rhyme about big cars and money acquisition when you're broke and, you know, your car's at the mechanics. You know what I'm saying?
Robinson now writes lyrics that are true in his life, about his personal experiences, about what it's like to be living in South Africa at this point in time. In Shame on the Game, he raps against corruption and political and corporate greed. On another track, he lightens up and rhymes about the summer heat in Durban.
I can't tell anybody what I'm going to write about tomorrow when I put down pen to paper, but I'm going to tell you that it will be relevant. It will be associated with me, and it will be truthful. 110%. I will never bullshit you on the microphone. And you start your cap. What's up with that? Put your mic where your mouth is.
Microphone matters. A constant presence in Robinson's life is Afrika Bambaataa, the American artist called the grandfather of universal hip-hop culture.
I like have so much respect and praise for the way that that man's life and his energy has basically reached out and connected a whole global culture of kids. And I can't help but look at my life and feel like he really has touched me in some way, you know?
In the late 1970s, Bambaataa abandoned his violent life as a member of New York's most feared gang, the Black Spades. Using a message of peace and knowledge, he began using music to persuade young people to live positively. Bambaataa acknowledged that two experiences put him on this path. Firstly, he watched a film about the Zulu Rebellion in South Africa against the British colonial army in the early 1900s. Secondly, he visited Africa and was inspired by the humility of Africans he met. Robinson says it's highly significant in his life that Bambaataa's art evolved from Africa.
Hip-hop, this American thing, this Black American thing, and you are a white South African. But if we actually dig a little bit deeper and we look at the real story and we follow my story and we follow hip-hop's story, we actually find out that we both come from the same place.
Afrika Bambaataa motivated American musicians to be authentic and to use the language of the places they were from, namely urban ghetto America. South African rappers, says Robinson, have now also finally found their true voice. In his song, Meet Up, Robinson uses traditional Durban slang for connecting with someone intellectually. All over South Africa, he says, rappers are no longer imitating Americans, but are using language unique to their country, such as the Zef dialect, common in poor Afrikaans communities.
and these guys are coming out with their own authentic slang and their own authentic tongue and their own authentic tal or language, and they are basically staking their claim and saying, this is the new sound, this is what we are all about, this is our culture expressed through our music.
Robinson says young South African musicians are not ashamed of their roots and are breaking the chains of their imitative forefathers. For VOA Africa, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg. Know thyself, to thyself be true, and so I do what I do. Lyrical, individual, not just your typical, more like original. Authentic, wise guy, I invented a fly high style while the rest descended. Kumbaya doesn't work, man, please, I grow fine with time, they just process cheese. About to blow though, not like a volcano, but a full standing...